Welcome to Gospel Pod, a weekly devotional created by the students of United Theological Seminary. For more information about the school and its course offerings, please visit our website at united.edu.
Here we are, 40 days after Christmas and 2 weeks from Valentine's Day. Only the prospect of the Super Bowl promises some hope of relief from the dreary cold and the dirty snow that frames our lives. Or so we think. Lift your eyes towards Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, where on February the 2nd, the groundhog Punxsutawney Phil will emerge from his burrow with his forecast for the remaining days of winter. The mythology is that if he does not see his shadow, there will be a shorter winter. But if he does see his shadow, there will be 6 more weeks of chills and sniffles. I leave it to you to do the math and see if it really makes any difference. What interests me is the origin of this meteorological marvel and its connection to the Christmas story as Luke tells it. For Luke, the story does not end at the manger or at the circumcision of Jesus, but it ends with Mary and Joseph taking the child to the temple for a service of purification, as described in the 12th chapter of Leviticus. From the early centuries, the church has celebrated this event on February 2nd as the Feast of the Presentation of the Lord, or sometimes called Candlemas. In rural Europe, where the level of literacy was low and the funeral home did not provide calendars, the festivals of the church were often used as markers for determining the cycles of sowing and reaping. So February 2nd, the celebration of the presentation of Jesus in the temple, became associated with signs of the coming of spring. Here is a classic example of the culture overpowering the religious origins of its practices and celebrations. Santa Claus and the babe in the manger are still duking it out in our culture where Christmas is concerned. But for February 2nd, the groundhog has clearly won the day. What have we lost, and what might we regain by the rediscovery of this part of the second chapter of Luke's Gospel? First, we learn that rituals are important. Mary and Joseph are obeying ritual requirements as prescribed in Leviticus, and by doing so, they remember who they are as members of the household of Israel. When we dismiss public worship as just ritual, we risk losing our minds, our memories of who we are and where we came from. Rituals are what we can depend on in the rough times to remind us of God's story and God's faithfulness through many long winter years. Second, we miss getting to know Anna and Simeon, two examples of faithful watching and hoping even into the winter of their lives. It is Simeon who has given us the great evening hymn of the church. Lord, now let your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. Groundhogs have their place, I guess, and I wish them well in Punxsutawney. But this February 2nd, I want to keep my eye on that light which will still grow stronger through the chill days of winter and bring us all to the new life of Easter.